KSIV now presents Encounter, a public service program of Bot Radio Network, dedicated to keeping you informed about the issues that affect your life. Now, here's today's Encounter broadcast.
Hi, I'm Judy Redlick, and this is Encounter. Contractors. Are you ever looking for a great contractor to do roofing for you? Or maybe some other chores? Well, I've got a guy here who advertises on KSIV Radio. His name is Sam Raleigh, and he owns R&A Contracting. Sam's got an amazing story, and I've asked him to share that with you today, because not only is he a contractor, but he's a Christian man who loves to see people learn about Jesus and loves to help the poor. Sam, welcome to Encounter.
Thank you, Judy. It's a pleasure to be here.
Tell us a little bit about you and your family.
Well, I grew up on a mission field in Quito, Ecuador. My dad was an engineer with HCJB, or World Radio Missionary Fellowship, and my mom was a school teacher. So they moved to Ecuador when I was 2 years old, and I was there until I graduated from high school.
Wow. What was it like living in Ecuador?
Ecuador is an absolutely beautiful country. It's right on the equator. But in Quito, the city we lived in, was at almost 10,000 feet. So we were up in the mountains, springtime year-round.
Wow, amazing. So what was it like to go to school there? And did you have brothers and sisters, too?
I have two sisters and one brother. There's four of us total. I am the second one. And growing up, we went to school at Alliance Academy, which was actually a boarding school for many of the missionaries that came in. We stayed at home, but since we lived right in Quito, there were missionary groups from Peru, Brazil, Colombia, Chile, a lot of the different countries in South America that sent their kids to school there since there were no schools in their area.
And what were some of the differences in going to school in Ecuador than there might have been in the U.S. if you had gone to school here?
Actually, all the curriculum was exactly the same as
really?
What we had up here, except we had Bible class and Spanish class every day.
Mm. That's pretty interesting that you were able to master two languages, before you were how old?
Actually, my Spanish was probably better when I was 3 and 4 years old than it is now. Reason being is you're playing with all the kids. But no, I use Spanish daily up here, but it has been a blessing. It really has.
What brought you back to the States?
Actually, my mom is from the St. Louis area, and my dad was from Colorado. And I went to college in Greenville, Illinois. Mm, mm-hmm. So that's why I ended up in the St. Louis area.
And you majored in business. And so is that when you started R&A Contracting?
Actually, no. That was kind of a little bit of a journey. You know, before I got to doing roofing, the only thing I knew about roofing was, you know, we used to get up there and mess around on the roofs when we're not supposed to be there. But actually, after I graduated from college, I moved to Colorado. And I went to work for actually Kmart in their retail, in their management program. At that time, it was still one of the big companies around, and they were looking for college grads. So it was an excellent place to be working. And fun part was I was up in Glenwood Springs, which is outside of Aspen and Vail, so God's country.
Wow.
So I was there for 2 years and then came back to the St. Louis area and went to work for one of my uncles in a family business. And then after a year or two of that, I said, you know, I'd like to do something my own, and that's when I started. So it's been 30 years now.
30 years that you've been president of R&A Contracting. So you founded it. You've been president of it. And maybe there are some listeners who are business people, and they're thinking, wow, Sam Raleigh's been in business 30 years. How has he made it to this day? What maybe is one challenge that you faced and you had to come to the realization that only Jesus Christ could help you if you were going to continue your business?
You know, if I said it was easy all the time, I'd be lying to you because it hasn't been. There have been many ups and downs. And when you get down, that's when you really find out who you are and what you're made out of. And at that point in the game, the only place to turn is to turn to the Lord, because if you don't, then it'd be over as far as to, you know, what you're doing. So I think some of the deepest valleys I've been in are the times when I've been the closest to Him, because that's when you really search and seek the Lord. And when you seek Him, like you said, you'll find me.
Tell us what your company does.
We actually do commercial roofing. We used to endeavor and get into a few other things construction-wise, mostly commercial work. But, you know, we pretty much got back to the basics of sticking with what we do. I had an office in Louisiana down in Shreveport, so we used to do a lot of work out of town as well, from New Orleans to Dallas up through Little Rock and into St. Louis. But after Katrina, we thought it was a good idea just to come on back home. So we stayed back in the St. Louis area. So we're right here, and we'll venture out into Illinois and wherever we need to go. But we try to stay right here in the St. Louis area as much as we can now.
And you also do disaster restoration services. What's that all about?
Well, there's a lot of storm damage that occurs in the St. Louis area, especially after hailstorms or tornadoes, et cetera. This has been one of the milder years we've had, so we got involved in doing some restoration work when it comes to that, working with insurance companies and people, you know, in the residential as well as commercial, even though we're mostly a commercial company.
Does that just include roofing, or does it include other things with your restoration work?
Mostly right now, we've stuck pretty much just with the roofing.
Now, Sam, as you've been in business for 30 years, what core values, if people could remember Sam Rawley, what are your core values that you'd like to leave as a legacy?
Well, the way we try to run our company is it's a family, not just a business. It's not about just making money, but giving back and using what we make to further the kingdom. So one of the things we stress at work is we want people to get involved with us in any ministry opportunities that we may have, whether it's taking people on mission trips with us as we go to getting involved in projects right at our office or our warehouse, whatever it may be.
That's very exciting. And in the next segment of Encounter, we're going to talk with Sam about a project that they have that you and your family might want to become involved in, and maybe your friends, maybe your Sunday school classes. So, Sam, if you could give businessmen tips. I know I've been stressing this a lot, but I know a lot of people think in these uncertain times, where are we going to be in 5 years or 10 years with our business? And I'm sure that you've gone through some of those valleys of wonder. What tips can you give to people who are also in business to give them encouragement and hope?
First, there's a lot of Christian businessmen out there that have been around for many, many years who are very successful at what they do. And if you know any of them, or if you don't know any of them, get to know them. Ask them questions. You know, it's a small world out there, and they can and will help you. The second thing is always lean on the Lord. Always, always lean on Him. You know, and so many times we make plans, and we're going to do this, and we're going to do that. You know, and it goes back to just like that one rich man that came, and he said, you know, I got all this stuff, and I'm going to build bigger barns. I'm going to do this today, and then I'm going to sit back and kick my feet up and relax. You know, I looked at that story, and I wondered, okay, now, wait a minute. That almost sounds right, because we want to prepare for retirement. We want to save up stuff and go. What was wrong with what he did? Well, the thing was is that he didn't say, Lord willing, if the Lord wants us to do. So anything that you do, not that we have to ask permission, but we should ask for wisdom, and we should ask him to be a part of what we're doing. And that's the only way we're ever going to be successful.
You know, Sam, that's really important. My husband and I are thinking about retirement and how much money we have here and how much we have invested with stocks and savings. And it is a scary thing. But, you know, God has provided, and he does provide if you put him first in your life and if you give him those challenges that you're thinking about for your future, doesn't he, Sam?
He really does. And, you know, I go back to my upbringing with some of that, too, because my parents, with being with HCJB, they were not supported by any one church like Southern Baptist Convention or wherever, you know, they may be. They had to raise their support. Since they raised support, they were supported by many different people across the country, from East Coast to West Coast. We used to come home, and they'd be on deputation, and we'd go visit people and go to churches and see people constantly. One of the things that I asked my dad one time, I said, hey, Dad, wouldn't it be nice to just have a secure income coming in from an organization where they supported you so you didn't have to worry about that? He looked at me and he said, no, I wouldn't want that, because then I wouldn't have as many people praying for me as we have praying for me now. And I saw that example lived out constantly before me, never, ever lacking or missing anything, always being provided for. but always asking and thanking. And I think so many times we forget to do that. You know, we want to store up our wealth and our riches and do it ourselves. And ultimately, all comes from Him.
That's true. Sam Raleigh is my guest, and he's the president and the founder of R&A Contracting. Where are you located?
We are in St. Peter's off of Mid Rivers Industrial Drive, the opposite side of the interstate from the mall. And we're at 1480 Mid Rivers Industrial Drive.
And how can people reach you?
They can reach us either on through our email at rnacontracting.com, or they can go to and call us at 636-387-7557.
Website, rnacontracting.com, and your phone number again, Sam?
It's 636-387-7557.
Sam, this is such a pleasure learning about you and your business and the exciting life that you've lived. Would you join me for another segment so we can talk about the missions field that you're involved in?
It would be my pleasure.
All right. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter. Stay tuned. We'll be right back after this break. I'm Judy Redlick. If you're enjoying Encounter, you can listen to it every day, Monday through Friday, if you live in the greater St. Louis area on KSIV Radio. That's 1320 AM and 95.7 FM on your dial. If you have a guest suggestion, email me at jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. That's jredlickspeaks@gmail.com. Browse my website, judyredlick.com, to listen to more of the Encounter shows. I'm Judy Redlick. Thanks for joining me for Encounter. My guest today is Sam Raleigh. We've been learning about R&A Contracting, which is an advertiser right here on KSIV Radio. But Sam has another ministry that he's birthed and supports called Baraka Ministry. Can you give us some ideas about what that's all about, Sam?
Well, one of my passions has always been to working with missions in the mission field or wherever it may be. And one of the things that a lot of times happens is that we get so concentrated on doing things in foreign countries that we forget about doing things right here at home. And so, you know, even though I like to go, whether it's to Nicaragua or Mexico or where it may be, some of the things we noticed were right here in the St. Louis area. There are people that need help. So when we started Baraka, it actually started, interestingly enough, with some friends of mine from Mexico. And we started and planted a couple churches down there, and that's where the name first came with, and it's a Hebrew word, which means blessing. So we were looking at how can we bless people. So one of the things we started doing is just little things. You know, if it's building a deck for somebody, or we found out about somebody whose daughter had gotten real sick, and she'd got meningitis and needed some wheelchair ramps put in, you know, doing things like that. We found out about people that were in need of clothing or furniture or you name it. So we started just delivering and picking it up and just going and doing it on our own time. So that's where it all started at.
Baraka. What does the name Baraka mean?
It means blessing.
Blessing. Baraka. That's a neat word, Sam.
It can be.
And you have a mission that you're involved in now. One of these things is called Meals for a Million. What's that all about?
Well, interesting enough, I heard on Bot Radio and on this station, too, you guys had interviewed somebody from Kids Against Hunger. And they have a food packing ministry where they're packing rice, and it has different things in it like soy and vitamins, et cetera. And I got listening, and I thought, you know, I was really intrigued with that because it was a way to provide food at a very cheap cost to a lot of people quickly. So we had contacted some other ministries that were doing it, got involved with them. We started doing some food packings at my office. and out in the shop, and it turned in, you know, we'd have 100, 150 people come out, and we just had a blast doing it. Everybody wanted to know when the next one is, and we'd barbecue hot dogs and hamburgers, feed everybody, and then start packing food. Usually take us about an hour and 15 minutes, an hour and a half, and we'd put together around 16,000 meals.
Wow. That's a lot. So what does a pack consist of?
A pack consists of, it will feed six people. Six meals, in other words, if you want to say that. And, you know, you look at the bag and you say, how? There's no way there's six meals in here. Let me tell you, when they put the rice and the soy and the vitamins and all that together and the food flavoring that's inside of it and the bouillon, when all that goes in and you put it in a skillet and you add water and you go with it, it will feed six people and you will be full.
Wow. How did you get the recipe for the food pack?
Actually, it comes from those organizations, whoever you're going to work with, whether it's global or, and we provide the people and pay for it, and they bring everything, tables, funnels, the whole works. They set it up, work with us, and then we take the food and get it distributed.
When is the weekend you're going to do it?
So we are planning on doing a million meal packing, and we came up with that because everybody in the area is doing little ones, and we thought, you know, let's do something big if we can and get the whole community involved. So August 26th and 27th at the Family Arena in St. Charles, that's Saturday and Sunday, we are needing 5,500 people that are willing to offer only an hour and a half, 90 minutes. That's all we're asking. So it'll be staged, so we won't have everybody there at the same time.
Okay.
So we need people to sign up and to come help us pack food and to volunteer.
5,500 people, and how many do you have now?
I don't know what the count is exactly. We've been working with churches and we're trying to get home teams and, you know, small groups. We're also working with a lot of schools and businesses that are bringing their people in to come join us. And, you know, there's two ways you can get involved. One of them is to come help us pack food. And the other one is to volunteer to help with all the other stuff going on. We'll be doing a food drive out front too, working with a lot of the food banks in the area and trying to help fill them up and get the food distributed to where it needs to go.
Great. So how can people get involved?
To get involved, you just need to go to www.mealsforamillion.com. That's mealsforamillion.com. All the sign-up information, donation information, everything is there. And the way we're doing this is, yes, we want businesses to get behind us and help us as far as with donations, et cetera, but we're going to make this people-oriented to where the people come, they're going to help us support it. And we get that done, we can all come together as a group. Whether it's churches or organizations, Rotary clubs, just people that are out there, we need people. So we want to get everybody in the St. Louis area to come help us for a good time, to come out and see what we can do to put a dent in hunger in this area.
Wow, and where are all those food packs going to go?
We are trying to keep all the food as much as we can right here in the St. Louis area.
Really?
One of the things that we're doing, we're not just doing the rice and beans packing, we're also doing some oatmeal packs.
And what are included in the oatmeal packs?
The oatmeal packs basically is like it is, it's breakfast food. So it'll be an oatmeal pack that comes in. And we're working with a lot of the organizations that do backpack school programs and send things home. And one of the things that we've seen is these kids, they get off the buses, they're loaded down with all this food. They can hardly walk going in for a weekend. So how can we lighten the load and still give them something that they'll eat, that they'll like, that's easy to fix? And they came back and I said a lot of the oatmeal packs is something that everybody is clamoring for. Mm-hmm. So we'll be doing that along with the rice packs and getting things together. But then also that's where the food donations come in with the food drive as well.
Great. So you'll be distributing these through the local food banks? Is that how you're
We're going to be using the food banks. We have some veterans' homes that are involved. We've actually got the North American Mission Board, NAMB, with the Baptist relief arm there that's going to be involved with us. They're coming up and helping. So any place that needs food or wants to get involved, if they go to the website, that's mealsforamillion.com, they can also sign up to be, to receive some, to be recipient.
Mealsforamillion.com. Sam Raleigh is my guest. He's the founder and president of RNA Contracting, and that's in St. Peter's, right?
That's correct.
St. Peter's, Missouri. And if you need some roofing work done or storm restoration roofing work done, you can get a hold of RNA Contracting. Sam, your phone number?
636-387-7557.
And RNAContracting.com is their website. What are your crew goals for this? You know, a million meals, that's a lot of food. And what is the shelf life for that food? I mean, I have about 10 questions to ask you. So,
sure. The shelf life for the food, you know, that's the beautiful thing about it, because it's going to stay for a long time. Shelf-wise, you can go, you know, for a year, 6 months, 9 months. And one of the things we plan on doing with that is, if we don't find a home for it right here in St. Louis, we work already with meals that we're sending to orphanages in Haiti. We do a lot in Nicaragua with a gentleman by the name of Marcus Pearson, who's a missionary there. And so we support them with meals already as well. So anything that we can't find a home for in the St. Louis area, we already have places where we can donate it to.
And all the funds are coming from where? For this
the funds
project?
Are coming right here from us, from people that sign up to come in. One of the things we're asking is, we're asking for a donation of $30 a person. Where we're coming up with that is, a box of food costs about $30, and there's 200 meals in a box. And then we're asking for table sponsors, just like if you go to a trivia night at school, whatever you do, to sponsor a table is $300. And that'll provide 2,000 meals. We'll pay for it. So we need 5,500 people to come sign up to help us. And then we also have quite a few businesses in the area that are stepping up, and we're going to do some advertising for them as well.
Wow. You talk about a million meals, but what is your real goal through this besides feeding the hungry? Do you have other goals that you'd like to accomplish?
Well, I think so much in our society today, we're so divided. And we're so divided over politics. We're divided over so many different things. So one of the things that we're wanting to do is, by bringing people together and reaching out to everybody in the St. Louis area, come to get together behind a goal of trying to put a dent into hunger. Doesn't matter where you go to church, what you do, where you work at, we want you to come and all get together and do something together.
That's August 26th and 27th at the St. Charles Arena. And Sam Raleigh is my guest. And Sam, how do you do that with getting people in the times? Do they sign up for what times they want, or how do you do that?
Yes, if they go to the website again, that's mealsforamillion.com. You go there and you go to sign up for volunteers, and there's actually time slots where they can sign up and choose what time they want to go. Again, we're only asking for 90 minutes. It's an hour and a half, so it's not an all-day thing. They can come help all day if they'd like to, because we have other volunteer opportunities. But for the food packing, we're looking at an hour and a half.
And if people want to come all day, what do they do? Do they call you? Do they sign up? Do they get
correct?
The information?
They can sign up right online as well.
Okay.
There's places for volunteers for other things besides the food packing.
Great. All right. We've been talking with Sam Raleigh, founder and president of R&A Contracting. Baraka Ministry is a ministry that he supports, his company supports, helping people, feed people, do things with people all over the world for Jesus Christ. Sam, again, your website
is mealsforamillion.com.
And you're expecting how many people?
We need 5,500 people. That's 5,500 people to come help us.
$30.
Provides 200 meals.
$300.
Sponsors a table and provides 2,000 meals.
Contact them today. I'm Judy Redlich. This has been Encounter. Sam, thank you so much for being my guest on Encounter. And thank you for being a great advertiser on KSIV Radio.
Thank you, Judy. It's been a pleasure being here.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.